my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starring in her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. White House officials answering questions today about President Biden's controversial decision to pardon his son Hunter Biden in his two federal cases. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre on Air Force One traveling with Biden to Africa.
Those who were late paying their taxes because of serious addictions, but paid them back subsequently with interest and penalties, are typically given non-criminal resolutions. It is clear that Hunter was treated differently.
President-elect Donald Trump announcing he plans to nominate loyalist Kash Patel, someone who's openly discussed using the federal government to retaliate against Trump's political enemies, to be the next director of the FBI. The Supreme Court hearing oral arguments today on whether the FDA should continue to be able to ban certain flavored e-cigarettes. The agency says it's protecting kids. Lake Effect Snow is slamming the Great Lakes, with seven states from Wisconsin to New York under snow alerts today. This is ABC News. In New York City, closing arguments now underway in the manslaughter trial that sparked protests across the city last year. ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
This trial raises questions of race, mental illness, homelessness, and safety in the subway. But for the jury, there is only one question. Did Daniel Penny go too far? The Marine veterans fighting manslaughter and negligent homicide charges and the chokehold death of Jordan Neely. He was a homeless man acting erratically and making threats on the subway last year.
Sources telling ABC News that progress is being made in the unsolved murder of 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey, who was found dead in her home in December of 1996. A multidisciplinary team of experts are still sifting through the remaining evidence and applying the most modern scientific techniques to try and resolve the crime. AMC movie theaters welcomed a record 8.8 million moviegoers over the Thanksgiving holiday, driven by blockbusters including Moana 2, Gladiator 2, and Wicked. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Wrap up your holiday at JCPenney's Friends and Family Sale. This week, use your extra 30% off coupon to finish your list in style. Get dressy apparel and outerwear for the fam, now up to 40% off. Plus, save up to 50% off at our home sale and bring the festive and cozy home for the holidays. It's more gifts, bigger savings for all. JCPenney, make it count.
Offers and coupon valid on select styles 12/4 to 12/8. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Becoming partly sunny in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have temperatures in the mid-20s, northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows near 14. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs upper 20s. For Wednesday, a chance of snow with highs in the mid-30s. Be listening for Durand Arkansas Boys High School basketball tonight. The Panthers open up the season against Fall Creek. The AdventHealth Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler has launched a bid to lead the Democratic National Committee. Wickler said in a statement, the Democratic Party needs to be stronger to take on President-elect Donald Trump and Republican extremists. Wickler has been state Democratic Party chair since 2019. Filing with the Federal Elections Commission showed the host committee for Milwaukee's 2024 Republican National Convention raised just over $92 million since it began receiving donations in 2022. The filing also revealed the committee has around $3.9 million remaining in the bank. And a Madison bookstore is closing after 70 years in business. Paul's Bookstore opened on State Street in 1954. Founder Paul Askins died in 1975. His widow Carol Askins has run it ever since. A social media post last week said the bookshop is winding down its business and will close in early 2025.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scanadia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health, coming soon to Mondovi, 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, and Abisilo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durand, Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, and Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Ellsworth Township yesterday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 28-year-old Joseph Jordan of Stillwater, Minnesota, was traveling northbound on Highway 65 when he lost control of his vehicle and entered the ditch. Jordan was taken to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. An Osseo man was arrested for OWI after a one-vehicle accident in Unity Township Thursday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, 33-year-old Daniel Quintor of Osseo was traveling southbound on Highway D, just north of Hotchkiss Road, when he went off the roadway, struck a utility pole guide wire, and then went into a pasture before striking a road embankment. Power was out in the area for a time after the accident. Quintor was taken to the hospital and later arrested for OWI. A 33-year-old Monroe County man is now facing multiple charges in connection with a Thanksgiving night stabbing. The stabbing happened at a residence in the town of Toma. Attempted first-degree homicide and disorderly conduct are among the charges against Justin Novak of Toma. According to Toma police, the victim is still in the hospital, but there's no word on the victim's identity or condition. Novak is being held at the Monroe County Jail in Sparta. Wisconsin's Democratic Party boss is looking to move up. Party Chairman Ben Wickler yesterday announced a bid to become the next Democrat National Committee Chairman. Wickler said in a video that he wants to unite the Democratic Party, fight, and win. Wickler successfully led the Democratic Party of Wisconsin to a series of wins, including Governor Evers' statewide victory in 2022. He's also helped raise millions of dollars for Democratic candidates across the state. There's no word who he will face in the bid for the DNC's top spot. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Two people were injured in a UTV accident in Ellsworth Township Friday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 55-year-old Lonnie Hupert of Ellsworth was traveling eastbound on Highway 72, and while attempting to turn onto 530th Street, he lost control and the UTV overturned. A passenger, 27-year-old Brett Welty of Ellsworth, had to be med-flighted to Regions Hospital, while Hupert was taken to River Falls Area Hospital. The Chippewa Falls School District may be short, even with their new $7.5 million tax increase. The school district says it's looking at $1 million-plus deficit over the next 2 years, even after the three-year referendum that passed this year. The school district says their finances only get worse after that. There's no word about possible budget cuts or another tax increase at this point. Some say the state of Wisconsin needs to step up and send more money to local schools, but lawmakers say local schools across the state already receive plenty of money and simply need to do a better job of living within their means. The battle to drive thousands of crows out of Rochester is underway. That city estimates that 20,000 crows spend the winter in Rochester, creating safety and health hazards in areas where they gather. The city is working with Mayo Clinic and USDA on the problem, with trained personnel using air rifles to kill some of the birds. They hope to create a sense of danger that will cause the crows to look for another winter home. The abatement effort will continue through Thursday, mainly between the hours of 3 to 11 p.m. Seeking a serial arsonist is underway in northwest Wisconsin. There were no new suspicious fires reported over the weekend in Sawyer County, where that sheriff's department and the Wisconsin Department of Justice State Fire Marshal's Office are still seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect in six fires over a 10-day period in the Radisson, Exland, and Birchwood areas. Sawyer County Sheriff Doug Rotek last week released surveillance footage of a person near the scene of one fire. Anyone with information is urged to call the Sawyer County Sheriff's Department at 844-267-0711. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Mondovi Region, get ready to welcome Amplify Health by Gunderson. Coming soon, you'll find exceptional family and children's medicine care right here in town. From everyday checkups to expert care for acute and chronic illnesses, their dedicated team is committed to keeping you and our community thriving. Stay tuned for the big opening.
It's another sign of the season in Wisconsin. Lake trout season begins on Lake Superior today. The DNR says fishermen can head out on both of the lake's trout management areas, though there are different quotas for each. The overall quota, however, is 15,000 fish this year. The DNR is reminding fishermen that lake trout must be a minimum of 15 inches long, and only fish over 25 inches may be kept. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high right around 27 today. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 13. Tomorrow some sun in the morning. Clouds becoming breezy in the afternoon with a high of 28. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 20.
Week 13 of the NFL season still has one more game tonight as Denver plays host to Cleveland in Monday Night Football. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Vikings yesterday won their fifth in a row, knocking off Arizona 23-22 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Sam Darnold hit Aaron Jones with the game-winning score with just over a minute left in regulation. Meanwhile, the Packers returned to the practice field yesterday as they get ready to face the NFC North leading Lions in Detroit on Thursday. Packers coach Matt LaFleur going light on the first day back.
That's why we kind of took it easy on them a little bit. We did have an individual period, but everything else outside of that was jog through. So we're just trying to help them recover a little bit just with the amount of volume that they've experienced over the course of a week.
Packers trail the Lions by 2 games plus the head-to-head tiebreaker with 5 games left to play. The football Badgers putting their pieces back together today following their season-ending 24-7 loss to Minnesota at Camp Randall on Friday. Coach Luke Fickell had this message to his disappointed Badger fans.
Just like I told the players, those that stay will be a champion, and you got to have people that believe in you. And I know it's hard. Having faith is things you can't see, and right now I'm sure they can't see it either, and that's the tough part.
Outside linebacker Leon Lowry isn't buying in. He announced on X that he intends to enter the transfer portal and play his final season elsewhere. Ohio State and Michigan football programs both paying $100,000 fines for an end of regular season brawl in Columbus. Ohio State players unhappy with Michigan after they tried to plant their school flag onto Ohio State's logo at midfield. One police officer injured. Authorities resorted to using pepper spray to break up that melee. The women's NCAA volleyball tournament field unveiled on Sunday. The Badgers will host first and second round games on Thursday and Friday. Georgia Tech faces Tennessee, and Wisconsin will take on Fairfield in Madison. Marquette is also in the field. They'll open against Florida Gulf Coast in Salt Lake City. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. Whatever you're craving, from 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
NASCAR champs take on the nation's short tracks over the holiday weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Race fans, get ready. It's your chance to win the ultimate fan experience at the Chicago Street Race. Here's what's included. Two reserve seat tickets with food and drinks, VIP passes for exclusive pre-race and tour access, and once-in-a-lifetime photo op with the Cup Series winner in Mobile One Victory Lane. You can enter once a day from now through December 6th at NASCARChicago.com/sweepstakes. One lucky winner will be drawn on December 9th. Prize value is over $2,300. Don't miss out. Register now at NASCARChicago.com/sweepstakes.
Even though the 2024 NASCAR season has reached its conclusion, NASCAR Live still rolls on. This offseason, we'll honor champions and discuss some of the top stories from an amazing season of racing.
What a move off four, up against the fence. Tyler Reddick rallies back.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
All of that and much more every week on NASCAR Live.
Several of the sport's top stars were on short tracks across the country over the weekend, with one finding success. Former NASCAR Cup Series champions Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch competed in the annual Turkey Night Grand Prix USAC National Midget Race at Ventura Raceway in California. With neither faring well, Busch failed to qualify for the main event in just his second National Midget Race start, while four-time Turkey Night winner Kyle Larson could only finish 20th. Clear on the other side of the country, this year's NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion Ty Majeski won the 9th annual Bill Bigley Memorial 128 at the Freedom Factory in Bradenton, Florida. His first win in the prestigious short track event that paid Majeski $30,000 to win. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand wants to wish you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The staff at Goodrich Funeral Home wish you goodwill and cheer during this busy time of the year. It is their hope that if you know someone who has lost a loved one, that you send a card or give them a call. Let them know you are thinking of them. Holidays can be a very hard time for someone who has lost a loved one. Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Whether for meat and eggs or just as a hobby, backyard poultry flocks are very popular. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn how to choose the right chicken breed for you as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
Starting a backyard chicken flock is fun for the whole family. The hard part is deciding on the type and breed of bird. Your reasons for raising chickens will influence your list of breeds. They're generally grouped according to their purpose, such as meat, eggs, and ornamental. Jeff Smith is the director of sales and marketing at Cackle Hatchery in Lebanon, Missouri. He says choosing birds for the egg color they produce has become a popular trend, especially those called olive eggers.
It's not really a breed. It's actually a hybrid or a cross. But you're basically breeding parent stocks that one parent might have a real true blue egg it produces as a true breed. And then the other parent will have a real dark egg. So you breed those two together, and that first generation will produce an olive egg type color.
If you have kids and a small backyard, Smith says to consider breeds that are likely to be docile and calm.
Orpingtons generally are pretty docile and friendly and manageable, non-flighty. Brahmas, silky bannies, some Cochin bantams. Ultimately, there's a large percentage of the breeds that are okay for kids and backyard situations. It really boils down to, are you going to spend the time with them so that they become friendly?
No matter what breed you choose, be sure to provide the birds with the best feed available for overall health. Egg layers need calcium and nutrients for egg production. Meat birds require a complete feed with high levels of protein for rapid growth and overall meat quality. Find more tips on choosing a chicken breed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Steel holiday savings are here. Make room under the tree for gifts at the top of their wish list. Right now, power up the holidays with great deals on long-lasting tools. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com.
.25 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, December milk down 7 at 18.45, January down 6 at 18.19, February down 4 to 18.57, March steady at 18.84. Cheese markets, barrels were steady at 160.5, 40-pound blocks down a half to 163 and three quarters, no trades on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 249.5, nine trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 139.5. No trades. Dry whey up 1.75 to 72.75. And 3 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower after feeders hit the floor and cut $2 to $3 out of their market without any hesitancy. And that is also pressuring the live cattle markets as well. Even though boxed beef prices were mostly higher today, but we have a lot of profit taking happening in the cattle markets. Hog markets are moving ahead as the market is well supported by traders and the pork cutout values are also higher. Part of last week weakness was the fact that consumer report wasn't stable, but demand isn't an issue, at least today, as retailers are restocking after the Thursday holiday. December live cattle down 25 cents to 187.72. February down 92 cents to 187.70. April down 85 cents to 189.92. January feeder cattle down 210 to 257.37. March down 225 to 256.37. April down 205 to 257.57. December hogs up 97 cents to 83.05. February up $1.15 to 87.47. April up $1.20 to 91.95. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn futures are relatively flat to a penny higher in some contracts as the trade edges back from the lower end of the recent trading range with flat to firmer spread action to start to December. Weekly export inspections were solid at 935,000 metric tons. Soybeans are moving mostly lower with the trade grinding along at the lower end of the trading range. With flat spread action to start the month, South American weather also looks to remain in solid shape for crop development. Now, the daily export wire did see 134,000 metric tons sold to China. Wheat higher with some light buying as the trade eases oversold conditions at the low end of the trading range with little fresh news. Matif wheat was also firming. Weekly export inspections were range-bound at 296,000 metric tons. December corn up 1.75 to 424.75. March up 0.25 to 433.25. May down 0.25 to 439.5. New crop down 0.25 to 431.25. January beans down 6.75 to 982.75. March and May down 7. March at 989. May 1001.5. New crop down 9 at 1001.75. December soybean meal down 380 to 283.30. December soybean oil down 13 cents to 41.48. Chicago wheat, December up 7.25 to 539.5. March up 0.5 to 548.5. Minneapolis wheat, December up 1.25 to 573.75. March down 1 to 590.75. Energy markets are mixed today. January crude oil up a cent to 68.01. February up 2 cents to 67.74. January gas now up a cent to 191. February also up a cent at 191. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A Wisconsin congressman is glad changes are coming to USDA after the Pure Prairie poultry failure. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
As poultry producers in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa look at the Pure Prairie poultry situation in the rearview mirror, it's logical to want to avoid these situations in the future. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden says he so far has heard nothing from USDA on the topic.
The USDA has completely blown off Congress. It is absolutely inexcusable that they do this. So I am a member of Congress. I'm a member of the co-equal branch of government. And the USDA is responsible for giving about $50 million to a company that had failed several times before. They failed one more time, and we had about 3.5 million birds that were hanging out there in the lurch, of which the ones in Iowa and Minnesota were euthanized. And fortunately, our farmers were able to distribute the birds, their flocks, to folks. So it is completely unacceptable.
Van Orden says he's looking forward to the upcoming changes in administration and leadership at USDA.
I'm thrilled that Secretary Vilsack will no longer be there, because he has been nothing but intransigent to us. If you look at how our farms have been struggling, everything from trade to input costs, and yes, in fact, the USDA has the ability to affect input costs to a certain level. So I'm very glad that he's leaving. I'm very glad that President Trump is coming in, and we're going to see a change in how we approach American agriculture. And I'm telling you what, with our new ag secretary coming in, I think that we're going to be much better off right now.
He says he'll not stop looking into the failure of Pure Prairie poultry.
I've made a promise, and I'm keeping it. As long as I'm a member of Congress, I'm going to be on the Agriculture Committee. And we're going to follow through with this. If we find people that have given that $50 million at USDA, if they gave this series of grants and loans to failing companies, we're going to hold them responsible.
Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA is confirming 25 more H5N1 outbreaks in dairy cattle. All of those outbreaks are in California, which boosts that state's total to 461 infected herds. The national total in dairy cattle herds is 675 infected herds since March in 15 states. There have also been two more confirmed H5N1 outbreaks in a backyard flock in Alaska and a commercial turkey farm in Minnesota. Jamison Greer is President-elect Trump's nominee for U.S. Trade Representative. Greer was an aide in the office during Trump's first term and will help steer the incoming president's trade agenda. A graduate of the University of Virginia Law School, Greer was chief of staff to Robert Lighthizer, the U.S. Trade Representative during Trump's first term in office. The goal for the new U.S. trade representative will be to focus the office on reining in the country's massive trade deficit, defending American manufacturing, agriculture, and services, and opening up export markets everywhere. Jameson played a key role during the first term in imposing tariffs on China and others to combat unfair trade practices and replacing the failed NAFTA deal with USMCA, the president-elect said. The Hill says the selection came a day after Trump said he would impose new tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China in his first day in office. Meanwhile, after that threat from President-elect Trump, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said Mexico could retaliate with their own tariffs. Trump said the tariff on Mexican imports will go into effect if the flow of drugs and migrants across the border doesn't stop. While Sheinbaum says she's willing to engage in talks on the issues that Trump mentioned, she called drugs a, quote, U.S. problem, unquote. Foreign Policy News says Sheinbaum's response was, quote, one tariff followed by another in response, and so on until we put at risk common businesses, unquote. What she's referring to are businesses like U.S. automakers that have plants on both sides of the border. However, retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods often target the agriculture and food industry, which Mexico did in 2018 in the lead-up to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Canada and Mexico are also significant exporters of agriculture goods to America. A federal judge in Kentucky has issued an injunction against the Biden administration's expanded protections for farm workers in the U.S. under the H-2A program. The injunction issued by a U.S. district judge in Kentucky applies in Ohio, West Virginia, Alabama, and Kentucky. Plaintiffs in the case argued that the Department of Labor rules would allow foreign workers to unionize. The American Farm Bureau and partners were also issued a preliminary injunction by the U.S. District Court in Mississippi, preventing the Department of Labor from enforcing its workers' protection rule. Farmers appreciate the men and women who choose to work on their farms, and they take seriously the responsibility of ensuring a safe workspace, said American Farm Bureau Federation President Sippy Duvall. While workers should be treated fairly and respectfully, we also believe the Department of Labor rule was overly broad to the point of being unlawful. The American Farm Bureau Federation's lawsuit was the first to stop key aspects of the rule for all farmers. As the record hurricane season ends, AccuWeather estimates that the five hurricanes and one unnamed tropical storm that made landfall in the U.S. caused an estimated $500 billion in total damage and economic loss. The 2024 hurricane season was explosive and will be remembered for shattering records and causing approximately $500 billion in total damage, said Chief Meteorologist John Porter. For perspective, this would equate to almost 2% of the nation's gross domestic product. More than 230 deaths have been directly linked to tropical storm and hurricane impacts in the U.S. this year. AccuWeather's estimate includes impacts like long-term medical costs, job and wage losses, crop losses, infrastructure damage, business and supply chain disruptions, and other impacts that most projections don't account for. Hurricane Helene was the most costly, as AccuWeather's damage and economic loss estimate in the U.S. was between $225 and $250 billion. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The cold weather will stick around this week in our ag weather forecast. While we'll see a bit of a warm up, we'll also have multiple chances for snow as well. But really little in the way of accumulation. Strong northwest winds could gust up to 40 miles an hour on Wednesday behind a passing cold front. Partly sunny throughout the day. Today could see some snow and at highs 23 to 28. Relative humidities at 62 to 67%. Northwest winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 11 to 16. Relative humidities at 88 to 93%. West winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 23 to 28. Relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Southwest winds at 6 to 11, about 3 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of flurries, highs 30 to 35. And west winds at 21 to 26, gusting to 45. For Thursday, sunshine, highs 15 to 20. Friday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
No sleigh on a reindeer, no sack on my back. You gon' see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. Well, you'll be a real good little baby. Santa Claus is back in town. Your pretty stockings, cut out the light. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney tonight. Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. Hey. Well, you'll be a real good little baby. Santa Claus is back in town.
That real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you. Way out, out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat. Floating down the Flint River, catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. That likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow.
river. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I didn't say we wouldn't hurt anymore. That's how you learn. You just get burned. We don't have to feel like dirt anymore. Though love's not hurt. Baby, it's our turn. We were always looking for true north, with our heads in the clouds, just a little off course. But I left that motor running. Now if you're feeling down and out, come on, baby, drive south with the one you love. Come on, baby, drive south. This Chevy van, windows open on the rest of the world, holding hands all the way to Dixieland. We've been trying to turn our lives around since we were little kids, been wearing us down. Don't turn away now, darling. Let's fire it up and wind it out. Come on, baby, drive south. With the one you love. Come on, baby, drive south. I heard your mama calling. Think she was only stalling. Don't know who she's talking to. Baby, me and you. We can go down with a smile on. Ain't gonna pack my nylon. Just leave these legs showing. It gets hot down where we're going.
This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, cause we're proud to be from God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a pin found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. My time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
Pepin Alma Eagles, from all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We were born in this little town. Growing up, I was counting down every single day till we made our getaway. But you said you could never see yourself trying to make a life anywhere else. This would be your home, and I was on my own. But ever since you said goodbye, I've been out here on the wind. And baby, you would be surprised at all the places you have been. I've seen you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard. Arizona, dancing across the desert, watching the sun set in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia picking them peaches. Carolina, barefoot on the beaches. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you everywhere. Days when I'm passing through, the conversation always turns to you, and I hear you're doing fine. living out by the county line. Got a man that's home every night, a couple of kids, and the kind of life that you want to lead. Guess you could say the same for me. But you and I made our choices all those years ago. Still I know I'll hear your voice and see you down the road. Maybe in Oklahoma, driving across the prairie, in Dallas, Texas, isn't that where we always said we would like to try? Never did so many.